What's up, guys? This is Kambiz again from Zaban Shanaz, and in this audio, I'm gonna give you a fake biography about Usain Bolt. Wow. But before that, you see, I'm super energetic at the moment because I took a nap, I feel super confident, and I can speak very faster. Enough talking, and let's get into the story. Usain Bolt wanted to be a champion. In fact, since he was a kid in Jamaica, he's wanted that achievement. But unfortunately, he hasn't got any shoes to train with. He participated in several sprint races, but since he had no shoes, he couldn't run very fast. And of course, sometimes he would cut his feet while he was running. So, one day, he decided to get some sponsorship because he saw a lot of talent within himself and he was very, very confident about it. So, he went to the rich people and asked them for a sponsorship. He went to them and said, "I can run very fast, but I don't have any shoes. If you help me with my problem, I'll make sure to give you a lot of fame and respect. I can win a lot of races. So, what do you think?" The rich people ignored him. They said the current situation of yours, the status quo, is just fine. We don't need you to give us fame and respect, so get out of here. And they throw him out. But Bolt was very disappointed. He decided not to give up. He dared to make his shoes on his own without any sponsorship. So he went to his house and started to make some special shoes. He used some feather for his shoes, and after 1 week, he made it. He participated in a race and he won it. He participated in another race and he won it again. In fact, with those shoes, he was unbeatable. Every time they started the race, he would finish it in just 2 seconds. He was super, super, super fast. So every people around the world loved him. They embraced his innovation about making shoes out of feather for races. A lot of companies came and decided to collaborate with them. And the rich people from the past gave him some regretting letters. And after that, people from the world gave him a nice and powerful nickname. He was Usain Bullet. Because he was super fast, super energetic, and he could fly on the ground with his feather shoes. Okay, this is the end of the story. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And once again, thank to the people who are participating in the challenge of storytelling in Zaban Shanaz. I hope you guys are having fun with English, and I'd like to say goodbye just like one of my favorite artists in YouTube, Jazza. Look for Draw with Jazza, J-A-Z-Z-A in YouTube, and you will find out what I mean, just like Jazza. I hope you guys enjoyed it. See you later.